She's a young girl talking about herself. That wasn't the intro song I meant to play. That one was real short. So now we all have scanners falling off of a keyboard drawer under our feet, and it hurts like a son of a bitch.
Dude.
This new studio sucks. It's all full of booty traps.
Studio nine.
Yeah, it's Thursday, and I'm Jake.
It's actually really Thursday, too.
It really is Thursday.
It really is Thursday, yeah.
We're doing it live. We're keeping it real. We're kicking it old school. Yeah. We're in the hizzy, and it's off the hizzy.
Is the scanner okay? That's my scanner.
Oh, that's your scanner?
Yeah.
I don't know how it managed to fall off of the ass end of this keyboard drawer. I'm sure it's fine.
Cool. I store my scanner behind my computer monitor, which makes it very convenient.
Yeah.
But you can store them upright.
Yeah. I'm afraid all the pixels on the one side are going to
slide off.
Yeah.
Oh no, all my pixels are on my desk.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm Jake. Like I said, with me, Hot Stuff and Riff.
No.
Did you say that we were here with you?
I don't know. Maybe I did.
I don't know.
I
can't remember that long ago.
I didn't get a whole lot of sleep. I'm kind of loopy. Plus, I've been hanging out with Nightmare for the last couple of days, and
It's just bad news.
It's just a regression. Just singing songs about far.
I think he would have to come out here. If we were gonna record an album, he would have to be out here.
We were singing the song Stool Softener to the tune of Cruel Summer. We don't tend to write a lot of verses to the songs, and it's
not to Smooth Criminal.
Probably just as well. writing a lot of stuff. So Nightmare and I invented this, we came up with the premise for a new pen and paper role-playing game.
Yeah.
Alright, so there's a cataclysmic event. It's kind of like Shadowrun, where it's like a sort of magic and technological crisis.
Right.
Right? So there's an event that kills everyone on Earth whose initials are not BB, and brings to life every fictional character whose initials are BB.
Wow.
Because I was wondering, alright, so the way that this started... Here's a peek into the inner workings of Asymmetric's creative process. Nightmare asked me if I had seen the movie Grindhouse, and I said no, but I don't feel like I was missing much, because wasn't it just a crossover show between MTV's The Grind and MTV's Beach House, which made it just Bill Bellamy in a bikini?
I see.
And then I was like, who do you think would win in a fight between Bill Bellamy and Bill Brasky? So then we had to come up with a way in which to conceive a world where both Bill Bellamy and Bill Brasky exist, and had a reason to fight.
Huh.
It's because Bill Brasky is mean enough that he'll just fuck Bill Bellamy up for no reason at all.
Plus, Bellamy managed to get hold of Bilbo Baggins' ring, or sword.
Yeah, that's right, Sting. Although, if Sting was conscious, Sting would be gone. So, we were thinking about how cool it would be if, Bill Bixby played a character called Bruce Banner.
Wow.
Like, that makes him doubly powerful. Nightmare pointed out how Balky Bartokomus would also be a force to be reckoned with. Both Beetle Bailey and Burke Breathe.
Well, so here's the thing. Like, if it's bringing fictional characters to life, and the actor who portrayed the fictional character is still around, like, what happens? Do they, like... Do they have to, like, fight each other?
No, I think their powers combine. It's as though they're the same person.
Two people in one body? Okay.
That's cool.
No, because Lou Ferrigno died.
Okay.
What about people that only have one name?
Are there any of
like
those that
Bono.
Start with... Bono. Fucking Bono.
And Bambi.
Bambi does have two.
Although I think Bono's last name is Douchebag. Luckily, Clive Barker, because he could see the future, changed his name to Blive Barker, and so is still around to write books and talk about how gay he is. Have we talked on the radio about your
monk
theory?
Yeah, I think that was since the previous.
Show. Wow! I didn't realize how recent a development that was. I thought it was a all right. So Riff had an idea.
Yeah, basically the idea is that.
Allow me to sneeze.
Yes.
All right, done now.
Well, I mean, the basic theory is that they've got that
move your mic a little closer to
speak campaign trying to get people to to not use fag as a pejorative.
Who's they?
Bunch
whoever.
Of
whoever. Who I don't know, whoever it is behind this campaign.
Either actual gay people or
people
who are just lame.
But my girlfriend and I decided that this isn't going to happen unless the people that do that have an insult to replace it with, preferably one that also marginalizes some small weird minority group.
So are you referring to homosexuals as a small weird minority group?
Well, weird in the eyes of the people that do this sort of thing.
You're digging yourself into a hole.
Yeah. I'm good at that. I could be in a professional...
A hole
dig myself into holes digger.
A league.
Yes. But we figured why not monks? Because you can call someone a monk with just the sort of forcefulness that you can call them a fag. And you've got, friar instead of faggot. And a whole host of more elaborate insults like, filthy bell ringing Benedictine, dirty beer brewing Trappist. Why don't you go recite the Liturgy of Hours and shave your tonsure?
Yeah, you're too busy illuminating your manuscripts to come out with us tonight.
Exactly. Yeah. But long story short, I posted all about it on my blog, minimumsafedistance.org.
We're available on the web at minimumsafedistance.org.
So, if you're interested in fighting the good fight, you can go there and read all about it.
See, I'm trying to mess with Riff by just combining them and saying, what are you, some kind of monk faggot? What are you too busy blowing the abbot to come out with us tonight? Well, you're putting gold leaf on the first letter of all of your letters to gay penthouse. I don't think there's any such thing as gay penthouse.
Gold leaf.
Yeah. Yeah, for every person you don't call a faggot, I'm going to call three people a faggot. Wow, there's a lot of people that you didn't just call a faggot. I'll be back in a few years. Damn it.
It's like the guy who's insulting everyone in the universe alphabetically.
What's that? Wow Bagger, the infinitely prolonged.
Yeah.
I heard
that new Hitchhiker's Guidebook is not very good.
Oh yeah,
shocking.
Or at least I heard it's not very funny. I mean, it might be well written as a novel and just not very comical.
That defeats the whole point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the last real Hitchhiker's Guide wasn't funny. It was clever.
Yeah, and there was some nostalgia.
But it wasn't comical.
So you're hearing good things about Arkham Asylum.
I am. Everybody seems to be creaming their shorts about it.
What is it?
It's getting like hundreds and 99s and 98s all along the site.
Is it a video game?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's a new video game.
Cool.
I came up with a plan to cash in on this phenomenon. We create a bargain bin game that is... It is two games on one CD, and one of them is called Noah's Ark, and the second is called Ham Asylum. We print the label such that it looks like Arkham Asylum, right? Yeah. Noah's is like,
small.
It's like, oh, Noah must be the guy who wrote this game, right? It's like Noah's
McGee's
Alice
McGee.
Clive Barker's Undying by Clive Barker. I mean,
Blive.
Blive Barker. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, it's going to take me forever to remember that. Bob Barker survives. Right.
I wonder if they're related.
If Benicio del Toro... married Nachos Belgrande and took its name. His offspring was
Benicio Belgrande.
Wow. See, it's fun to, this material just writes itself. It could happen. Dude seems like he likes food.
Wow.
Sorry. Got a little tickled there. So we got Twitter questions. Well, you're gonna buy Arkham Asylum, and we're gonna have a party where we play it, right?
Yeah.
And then go nuts.
Why do we have to have a party? Is it like a multiplayer?
No.
Game? No.
No. I just want to.
He just wants
a Mario Party Arkham Asylum version.
Eat some Doritos with whipped cream on them.
Ew.
You can only do that at parties because it's not a party. It's gross.
Yeah.
Let us see what they said. Cryptic Drake, or no, Cryptic Daiki says, wanted to say that I love the new bit of Nemesis that we got to see so far. Can't wait for the rest. I know it's old news by now.
That's good to hear, though. Encouraging words are pleasantly received.
Quank says, who came up with Chris Rock? Pure genius. P.S. I actually enjoyed this rock event. Chris Rock was me. That's what I was talking about when I said I had to do some unpleasant research, was I had to learn about Chris Rock and watch some Chris Rock comedies.
There were some people sort of significantly defending him as a good, good
musician.
Yeah, that's what that's I was weird. Thinking. But as yeah, a good
Eddie, Murphy, Eddie Murphy was a pretty good musician. He did My Girl Wants to Party All the Time, Party All the Time, Party All the Time, and he also did the Boogie in Your Butt, which is a pretty good song. I said, put a tin can in your butt. Put a little tiny man.
Oh, is that Eddie Murphy? I didn't know that.
I put a telephone in your butt. I put a dinosaur bone in your butt. You know, it's just like a list of things that rhyme that he wants you to put in your butt. It seems like the kind of song that I would
write. That's a great song. Write,
you know, like, not that I would ever do that good of a job. Or actually finish a song, or record it, or sell it to millions of
See, maybe of that's people. The secret. Maybe if you do this, you'll be the next Eddie Murphy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I would not mind being the next Eddie Murphy. He's like the highest paid actor in the
multiverse.
Yeah.
Still?
Well, because I mean,
I don't know. He's in the top handful. Money. Always. I don't know if he's number one.
Shrek keeps bringing in the money.
Right, Shrek.
SL Worker says, "What gives with the earthquakes in the kingdom? New content coming, or just too many beans eaten by the boss bat?" Because there are the bean. But the
boss bat would survive.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I just need a moment of silence for Benicio Del Toro. Barry Bostwick.
Oh, yeah.
And Brian Boitano.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Bill Bellamy is the real problem, right? Like, I can't believe I envisioned a cataclysm that killed people and didn't kill Bill Bellamy. Ah, boy. What's Bill Bellamy up to these days? Oh, Bobby Brown. I was going to say Pat Sajak, but neither of his names starts with a B.
Wow.
Olive Oil says, is clan buff check of inactive clannies a no-go or down the road? I don't know. I'd have to see how.
I feel like that would be messy, wouldn't it? Like, especially in the big clans?
Yeah, it would. It would end up with situations where things that are currently done in a single query would probably take many, many individual queries.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. The fact that there's no limit on clan sizes means that something that might be fine for a clan of five or six people would bring the server to its knees. Paul Beattie says, just curious in which Buffy episode you're on. I don't know. It's one of the ones where she keeps fucking Spike for 4 hours an episode.
Spoilers.
The episode's only 45 minutes long. I watched the one where the nerds make her invisible, and then they, like, kill that girl. I saw that one.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's it.
So you're middle of season six?
Yeah, middle of season six. I don't know why I didn't watch one today. I forgot. I broke my habit of watching one episode every day until I was done, when I stopped watching episodes like 5 days ago and didn't start again. Paul Beattie says, Riff, you're always buying crazy things. What is the latest crazy thing that you have bought?
I've been trying not to buy so many crazy things lately.
You do still get about a pack a day.
I think he's about a pack a day Amazon buyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I bought the new Professor Layton DS game, so I wouldn't feel bad about downloading it.
Don't copy that floppy riff.
Yeah. What else did I buy recently? I bought a copy of Die Hard.
These are not crazy things, Riff.
Yeah, I haven't bought anything that I would say is crazy.
You bought that thing that you built yourself and then wrote a bejeweled clone.
Oh, yeah, I bought that thing. I don't even remember what it's called. Oh, it's like Peggy Jr. or something. It's an Arduino thing with all grid of LEDs on it that's self-programmable. Well, not self-programmable. You yourself program.
Wow. Like, I came in yesterday and it had totally taken over the refrigerator.
Yeah.
It started communicating with me by rearranging the lolcats magnets.
But yeah, I got that off of, I think it's evilmadscientist.com.
You opted not to get one of those crazy puzzle spheres.
Yeah, I decided it was probably
the ISIS puzzles.
Not as interesting mechanically a puzzle as. Because it seems like it's really just a spherical combination lock.
Well, did you see how to solve it? Or did
I didn't, because I didn't want to spoil myself in case I ever decided to buy it.
It's impressively complicated.
Yeah.
I don't think I would.
From what I've heard about that video, though, that guy was
doing it wrong.
Well, what I heard was that he was basically solving it by, the analogy would be if you had one of those spinning combination locks and you popped the faceplate off and then used a pin to line the tumblers up.
No. I mean, he showed you how to take it from opening the box to solving it.
Hmm.
And then shows you kind of how it works. But I wouldn't say that he didn't break it to solve
it. Is that video on YouTube, and can our listeners see it on the internet at youtube.com?
Apparently it's hard to find because there are so many 14-year-olds trying to get other people to solve their
What's it called? How would somebody find it? And can it's you like describe this thing to our listeners who
is,
weren't in the room during this conversation yesterday?
You can get it off of ThinkGeek.
It's called ISIS, I think?
Yeah, the ISIS sphere puzzle.
It's like $150 or $200.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
It's way expensive.
It's a sphere.
$150 or $200.
Because they have like two different versions
that are in two different currencies.
No, they're just two different
bucks and
prices.
Dollars. It's $150 or $200 or 250 simoleons or 300 clams.
There's clams were an actual currency for a while.
Okay,
that's another thing I learned about.
Really?
Numismatism.
Like gooey ducks. Gooey ducks worth more.
I don't. Is that how that's pronounced?
Apparently.
Gooey
and
ducks?
It makes me...
Isn't it spelled like Geoduck?
It is spelled Geoduck, yeah.
So is the Pokemon Geoduck not pronounced Geoduck?
I think it's Gooey Duck.
Wow, that's really messed up. No, so this puzzle thing is like a sphere. It kind of looks like it's got a bunch of rings, which would make it a combination with like little runes on it and stuff
that
like that.
That reminds me, do you want to go gooey caching tomorrow?
Did you see the latest article in National GUI Afric?
GUI graphic, yeah. Anyway, it's a concentric ring.
Yeah, not concentric, but like rings that prescribe? Is that the right
circumscribe?
Word? Circumscribe. Around it and stuff like that. It looks kind of neat from the outside. And it does look like it's kind of like some sort of spherical combination lock, but that's not really how you solve it.
Really, you don't just solve it by looking up the combination online and then turning it left, then right, then left.
No. Well, no, because each one has a unique combination, apparently, or at least the kind of. I mean,
no,
they're supposed to. Apparently, the symbols that are engraved on the rings are
sure.
supposed to be
that
important.
Might be, that might be unique-ish, but it's not.
Well, that's what makes me think that maybe this guy has solving it outside the intended method.
No, I mean, based on the way that he's doing it, that doesn't seem reasonable. Like it's a fairly complicated thing to imagine internally. It's not just like a tumbler of any kind of a regular kind. Anyway,
couldn't blog on it.
There's a second one out that's a pyramid shape. I don't know.
Pyramid one's even weirder because it's got LEDs in it.
Yeah.
And like rotating the parts into the specific combination lights the LED and lets you look inside it and see the code that's engraved in it or whatever, which you then put on the website.
Yeah. The whole, like, stuff. Physical object which you then plug into something on a website is kind of... It seems less, like enchanting than if you just got some sort of treasure map and then had to go somewhere and get it, right? Because...
Well, I mean, the problem with that, though, of course, is that you need then probably, like, one for every reasonably-sized region of the world where somebody's going to buy one.
Well, no. I mean, maybe, you know, maybe it's somebody
spends $200 on a
England,
fucking
you know,
metal pyramid, they could probably go...
Or they could, you know, send it to somebody who's in England or something. You know, like, I don't know. It, like, I don't know how I would do it if I did one of these things, because it's... It would be kind of more exciting to me, I think, to find an actual map and then have to go somewhere instead of having to, like, just mediate it through the web, even if there is some sort of physical lead-in. I don't know.
Paul BD says, I just started watching the show Eureka. Do any of you watch the show, and if so, what do you think? I have not seen it. Pretentious Artist watches it, or watched it. I don't know, man.
Is it similar to, like, Big Bang Theory or something? Or?
I don't think so. It's... What is it about? It's
a town full of scientists.
Okay.
That are all simultaneously discovering
like
that they're buoyant.
In a bathtub.
Supernatural, well, not supernatural, but like super, super scientific things, and the stories about the sheriff of the town.
I don't.
Oh, like that Tick comic book where they have that monolith and Arthur licks it and starts inventing things.
Perhaps.
Is the sheriff played by Tom Skerritt.
Tom Selleck.
We have a fourth.
Should we mic Nightmare
so that he could be heard? Maybe we'll do that at the break.
Paul BD says, "Okay, one final one. Hot stuff. I am contemplating taking up hiking. Do you have any advice/tips?"
I would recommend putting one foot in front of the other, and then repeating the process with the other foot.
Hike until you're done hiking, and then stop. I'm tired. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, if hiking just sort of as a casual thing, you know, there's... I don't know where you live. I don't know anything about
hiking. If
hiking
is a casual thing, be sure and take plenty of whiskey. If you're hiking professionally, be sure and take plenty of whiskey.
Yeah.
You have to admit that whiskey on the backpacking trip was a good idea.
Oh, yeah, that was great. I'm glad you brought it. Yeah, you should have brought more. Actually, you brought the perfect amount. It's fine. I don't know. If you're talking about just hiking, like day trips and stuff like that, you know, get comfortable shoes, maybe like tennis shoes or shoes that are made for hiking. I wouldn't recommend hiking boots.
I would not recommend shoes that cost $300.
Yeah.
I would not recommend shoes that cost $300.
And then, you know, pack a lunch and go walk around. If you're talking about backpacking, that's a lot more involved.
I can't wait to go backpacking again.
Trying to think, where would you find out about hiking trails?
Like, I don't know.
On the internet somewhere?
If you search the internet for Happy Trail and do a Google image search, it'll tell you, you'll see pictures of places where you could hike that would make you happy.
Right.
that's how that works.
Happy is what you want there.
Yeah, the treasure trail would teach you how to teach you how to find some
booty.
Some pirate doubloons.
Pieces
doubloons.
Of eight.
I remember when Chris Farley
more likely
was talking
than
about
think.
Doubloons with George Wendt. What do you suppose that George Wendt ever got confused with a Wendigo?
I doubt it.
Maybe that's his fate in this game of yours.
He lumbers. Yeah.
Maybe
okay.
The disease turns him into a Wendigo.
Yeah. Yeah, instead of killing him, he lives on in a grisly half-life. So anybody whose name is similar to the name of a monster turns into that monster. So, or like Laura Ingalls Wilder would rise from the grave as a wildebeest.
That's kind of a stretch.
Well, no, it just has to be the first four letters, because Wendigo, right?
Oscar Wilde.
Wildebeest. Well, that, so, the, I mean, they provide the, you know, the herd animals.
Janine to Giraffe. Be hello?
No, she'd be a Gara. Yeah, she's turns into a garage. who else? Is there anybody whose name starts with like KOBO or GOBL? Or somebody who the first four letters of their name are somehow ORC? Because otherwise.
ORCK.
We're going to have to write some weird monsters for this game. And the wildebeest isn't even a monster. There's only celebrities, right? Like, I don't know how the disease knows.
Well, I don't.
Is Laura Ingalls Wilder really a celebrity? Like,
she might be a fictional character.
Well, no. The Gun Run says, I just got an iPhone and jailbroke it. What app should I get? I don't know, man. I don't know anything about jailbreaking no iPhones.
The Wolfenstein RPG is pretty good.
Yeah, Wolfenstein RPG is pretty good. I just got to the boss fight today, and it's fucking brutal.
I haven't played it in a while. Or, well, I got to the one boss fight, like, at the end of the necropolis or whatever it was.
Mm. There's, like, 9 levels.
Yeah, I'm not that far along.
Pretty long. I've been enjoying it every time I go out to smoke one of my little stogies.
This is the Wolfenstein RPG.
Yeah.
I got Duke Nukem 3D for the iPhone.
Damn, really?
How is that?
I heard it's awful. It's like impossible to control.
The controls are rough. It's pretty rough, but it's the game. It's
you just need
cool.
to be able to get to the part where the strippers are, right? That's all you really care about.
Yeah. It's only the first 3 episodes.
Really,
but
2 frames.
Because there was a 4th episode, which was kind of neat.
I remember seeing some cutscene where Duke Nukem rips a boss's head off and shits down its throat.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah.
Pulls out a newspaper.
I think I watched my dad beat that game.
You never played it?
I didn't play it very much. I remember playing the first level.
I was really impressed by the interactivity of the environment.
I remember being impressed that you could use a toilet, and that was because that's what I try to do in every game, right? Really, games as a peeing and pooping simulator is my
right.
Sort of, that was the focus of my dissertation. So. the pool balls on the pool table, being able to mess with those.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Being able to give the strippers a dollar. They didn't ever take their clothes off, though. They just had, like, a 4-frame dance animation. It's better than the fatal frame dance animation.
Didn't they explode into money if you shot them?
There was something weird with that, yeah.
I only shoot strippers in real life.
Do they explode into money?
Well,
don't you go into the bushes to have sex
figuratively
with them first?
Once I harvest and sell their organs. It's kind of like exploding into money.
You have sex with them first to get your health bar up, and then you shoot them to get your money.
Oh yeah.
So is there like a vendor that you sell those organs to?
Grinder.
He makes sandwiches out of them.
Oh man. Oh man. Okay, I've got it. I've got it.
Uh-huh.
We make a skateboarding game where you get shrunk down and injected into somebody's body, and we call it Organ Grinder. And you have to cure diseases by grinding on their organs.
That should be the sequel to Organ Trail.
The Organ Trail.
Organ Trail.
Yeah.
Organ Trail is a great idea, and it makes me sad that you just are not behind me in making this.
It is not a great idea, is the reason that I'm not behind it. It's a dumb joke.
It's not a dumb joke. It's like Oregon Trail, where you're traversing the body instead of, you know,
but
the United
States.
But as
stated, it's a game where the goal is to kill someone's grandmother.
Right. What's the problem with that?
No, nothing. I'm sure that that'll go over great with parents and school teachers
alike.
I think
everybody.
Yeah, no,
I think that would totally get into the App Store.
Yeah.
I remember seeing a news story. I think it was an MTV news story, where it was this guy in some band, like a guy from Motley Crue or something. I don't remember who it is. It's one of those pricks, right? Wearing this shirt that said AIDS kills fags dead, right?
And
he was
monks.
He was defending it. He was like, you know, I guess I can see where they're coming from, because, like, my grandma died of cancer, and if I saw somebody wearing a shirt that said, "Cancer, it kills grandma's dead," I would be like, ah, okay, that makes me sad. But it's also a pretty funny shirt. I kind of, you know, like, his response to it, like, I was kind of like, okay, I would probably rather hang out with him than the person who was all pissed off about this in the first place, right?
Right.
It's problematic with stuff like that, right? I don't know, man. I wish I could remember who that was. Maybe the internet knows.
Who your grandmother was?
Emiliana says, can you let us know if the rock culmination is once per ascension or once forever? But if it's a secret, then don't tell. It's once per for forever. Once for each forever. she also says, oh, and I also still don't know what kind of costuming slash makeup I should bring for the LARP. Please help me reduce my luggage. A costume will not be required for the LARP, and I think as much as the idea of, like, oh, you brought an especially cool KOL costume, so you get extra bonus points in the LARP is,
well, yeah,
like, neat. I don't want to deal
that
with
said,
that. We're also doing a costume contest.
I believe we're doing a costume contest on the night before the LARP, so you should just bring whatever awesome costume you can. If you want to get dressed up in the LARP, I think we're planning on having the six KOL character classes as playable characters. So
yeah,
you'd stick into those ideas is a safe bet. You probably don't want to have any costume bits that would keep your hands occupied. You want to have your hands free and a hand-free headset.
Yeah, the LARP is going to actually be a play by phone.
Yeah. Or mail.
Play by mail LARPing would be awesome. Send somebody.
Your characters are all like famous correspondents. Yeah.
I was going to suggest singing Telegram performers.
Oh man, you still resolve combat via rock, paper, scissors, but you actually have to mail a rock some paper or some scissors. Yeah, and you can kind of tell from how heavy the envelope is and what shape it is,
right,
what you should respond with.
Well, unless somebody's really clever and they come up with, like, a rock in the shape of scissors.
That's made out of paper.
No, yes.
Wow,
I didn't even think about that.
You know, non-real-time rock, paper, scissors would be really, really unbalanced for whoever went last.
If you got to see.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sorry, non-simultaneous.
Oh, okay.
I remember how I was saying that. I was gonna talk about the World of Warcraft expansion with you two nerds.
You know,
Mr. Skillet doesn't know anything about World of Warcraft, so he wasn't any fun to talk to.
I haven't played in a long, long time.
I have basically resigned myself to the fact that Jamie and I are gonna end up playing the expansion.
But I mean, you're just going to level it all from 1 to 60.
Yeah, the rule we made is that we're, as much as possible, we're only going to play the two of us. So apart from, like, big group quests and dungeons, it's just going to be the two of us running around and only playing when it's both of us playing and never doing the same thing twice.
So you're not going to be able to level any crafting skills, because that involves doing the same thing twice. So you can only use each skill once. Not getting any content.
Not doing the rethinking same how the quest crafting twice works, on though. A different alt.
Well, they're making it so you can get more than 1 point per skill up, and they're doing things where, like, you can make 5 sets of bracers for 5 points, or you can get some better ingredients and make 1 blue chest piece for 5 points of crafting.
Right.
Which is interesting. It's also weird that the guy in charge of crafting in World of Warcraft is named John LeCraft.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Do you think they gave him the job based on that name?
I don't know.
They probably didn't hire him based on that name.
Well, I think they invented the notion of crafting. Basically.
That's true. It's named after him.
Yeah.
He's also, like, thousands and thousands of years old.
Yeah.
So he knows a lot about making shit out of linen. Which, like, nobody does anymore, right? So, like,
flax.
So basically, for those of you who don't pay any attention to World of Warcraft, what Hot Stuff and I had been saying all along is they have obviously gotten a lot better at designing content and designing quests as they've worked.
And they have more tools available to them.
Yeah, their quest frameworks are a lot more flexible. They can do a lot more interesting things. And you know, they added a couple new races with the first expansion, and the starting areas for those races were just so good compared to the starting areas for every other race. We were like, I really wish that they would apply this to a revamp of the old world content, of the original the original content that was in the game at launch, because it would be so much better if they applied their sort of improved sensibilities to it. But then everybody was like, no, that's never going to happen, you pricks. Why don't you shut the fuck up? Damien Schubert's all, you armchair developers think it's obsoleting old content is good.
Another thing that they said that they probably would never do was revise all the landscapes so that it was actually 3D space that you could fly over.
Yeah. And they introduced flying mounts in the first expansion, but you couldn't fly in the old world because a lot of stuff was just skyboxes or facades.
Yeah. Which made exploring.
I went to see the facades play the Diamondbacks, and I sat in a skybox.
I went to see the band Skybox.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
And you were pretending to be somebody that you weren't.
Yeah.
You were hiding your tears behind a facade of mirth.
Better than a facade of Merkin.
You should change your name to Mirth. That sounds like a name.
And then you should become a Sith. So you can be Darth Mirth.
Jowlin says, do you expect plus spell crit gear to trickle into the current Ascension stuff like the new ranged weapons did, or will it stay after core? Oh, I don't know. Are the floaty rock gear after core?
Well, they're after core in the sense that you can't get them in the course of a run.
Well, you could pull them.
Well, in a soft core run.
Well, yeah.
I believe that there will probably be some very low level plus spell crit gear in the regular content.
Ihad Sejides says, hey, any chance of getting new shirts, please?
So, are they asking for new shirts in-game, or new shirts in the store?
Who knows?
We have a plan for a new shirt for the holiday season.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Oh.
And then, I don't know if we have any plans for new shirts in the course of the regular game, though. It's such a pain because nobody, people who want them will enjoy them, but everybody else will complain that their turns are being stolen by this passive skill they can't turn off.
Well, I think we just have to do it in such a way that, because if they're drops, then that's not an issue, and if it's something that you can opt out of, then it's not an issue. Right.
We got a lot of praise for the way that we handled the rock event.
Still people complaining. Remember, if anyone complains, then we have failed.
Right.
If we do not make every single person happy, we have failed. It's that poster.
What is that poster?
It's that motivational poster that we have on the wall.
If we do not
make every single person happy, then we have failed. It's just failure.
Failure is the only option.
Yeah.
Yeah. Evangeon Q says, can you add an account setting to permanently set idle off in chat? No!
God, we should get rid of that.
We should just get rid of idle off of dev.
So bad for the game.
Yeah. Well, you're on dev. What are you whining about? Safira says, is there a hidden floaty sand mechanic that has been missed by the general public? Nope. CKY2K says, is there a point of Radio KOL besides being able to listen to Jick and Skullhead, and how do I get to listen to it?
You can also listen to me and Hot Stuff.
Nobody does.
Yeah,
it's weird. In fact, on the podcast version, they cut out the music and you guys. A lot of times conversations don't make any sense.
That's why the shows are 5 or 10 minutes shorter.
Yeah. My stomach hurts, and I don't feel good. I hate days when I don't get enough sleep. I just feel like shit.
Yeah, it's been a long day.
I feel tired, and I feel kind of nauseated, and I'm like hungry, but I ate, and I'm not hungry, but I'm still hungry, and my stomach hurts, and I'm confused about a lot of things.
Including your hunger situation.
I'm
stuck making long lists of stuff.
Coming up with terrible pen and paper role-playing game premises. Although the celebrities turning into monsters whose names start with the first 4 letters of their last names, that we can use. What should we
Ethan
call
Hawke? Ethan Hawke.
Yeah. Okay.
Strider.
Hawke Strider. Yeah, because that's a real thing. Why don't you rip off World of Warcraft some more?
Well, I was trying to make it more of a monster.
You're the
than
Carlos Mencia of game designers.
What would Jinger
Dugard? Yeah, we saw this car written on the back window in soap or whatever was J-I-N-G-E-R D-U-G-G-A-R and then I heart L-N-T. We're like, what the fuck? Is it this like a Klingon? But turns out that Jinger Dugar is, there's some reality show about some family that, like, they had a reality show where they had 13 kids, and then they had a reality show about having 14 kids, and then a reality show about having 15 kids, and then a reality show about having 14 kids, and then a reality show about having 15 kids, after having one of your kids murdered, and then a reality show about having 16 kids. I was kidding about the brief backslide. That didn't happen. Anyway, so there's all these people named... it's a family called the Duggars, I guess. And J-I-N-G-E-R. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Ginger? Jinger. Jinger.
Yeah. Jinger, I don't know. Dugger. I assume that everybody has stopped paying any attention to the game development class.
Yeah,
but we were mentioned.
I feel bad about that because it was really interesting, but just what with
we were discussed at length in today's lesson
just fell out.
Really?
Of
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Now I especially feel bad.
Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah. They're talking about like aesthetics and like production values and stuff like that, and he talked about us and Dr. Lucky.
Wow.
What's Dr. Lucky?
It was one of the first cheap-ass games.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Kill Dr. Lucky or whatever. And just talking about how they look really cheap and, like, our art looks really sort of thrown together, but it's actually a very consistent aesthetic. And it very much fits in the style of what we're trying to do, you know? It was interesting.
Yeah, I think by the time I missed an assignment, I was embarrassed to go back, and so that embarrassment kept me. It's kind of like what would happen to me in real classes.
Uh-huh.
Like, not going would make me less likely to go.
I just embarrassment and laziness.
I have just been so busy since Comic-Con that I just haven't had time.
Yeah, it's weird that we have not taken a single day off since July. I haven't.
I hadn't taken a day off since July 6th, and then I took a day off to go do other work in a different state.
Oh, yeah.
But there were, like, 2 days of sort of downtime there, so I kind of got a break.
I've almost figured out total rules for that card game that I've been working on. I just need to prototype together.
The one with the holes in the thing?
No, this is a different one. This one's based on the old Puppy Smashing Factory idea.
Hmm.
Huh.
let's see. Some of these I read on the Monday show, sorry.
Mick is funny.
What?
Mick is funny.
Yeah. We talked about that at length.
I can imagine.
Yeah. I'm allergic to boobs.
I know.
Let's see. Evangeon Q says, can you add a feature to the management of chat macros within account settings to allow for sorting macros by date added or alphabetically by trigger name? Oh, I don't know. You'll have to ask Uncle C.D. Moyer.
Who's been away on vacation.
Has he?
Yeah, he's at that, like, family fun
water parking
park.
Jet skanking.
It sounded like a neat thing. Like, they, like, had quests that you could do where you got a wand and you had to find all these runes and you got, like, power-ups and stuff. Like, I don't know. It sounded like kind of a neat thing. Legoland would have been much cooler.
I'll take you there.
Yeah. No, Legoland would have been much cooler
if we had a joint.
If there had been quests and stuff.
If solving the hieroglyphs
had done something, yeah, because like that was the most rewarding part of that whole thing in some ways, you know.
Evangeline Q says, any chance for the triumphant return of the sober pill? All I'm hoping for is just something to reduce drunkenness by 1 point in a manner similar to the Mojo filter. Doesn't the Spice Melange do that?
I don't remember.
I think it does. I think the Spice Melange reduces...
everything?
Yeah, everything by 3 or something.
It's pretty potent.
Maybe not.
Potent.
Let's look it up. Let's look it up on the KOL wiki. Yeah. So I have a headache. I have a headache, and I have a stomach ache, and I keep burping puke into my mouth.
Ew. Did you...
I know. Why did I eat all that puke?
Fix the evil noodle dishes? I didn't realize that the noodle dishes...
The empty regen thing?
Yeah.
It's... You could do it, I think.
Is it in the spindler? I thought it was in the hard-coded.
No, I think it's in that thing.
I did not notice that.
Is that going to mess up the balance that you put in on those?
No, I don't.
It's a pretty minor effect.
Not really meaningful. It's just you get a little bit of MP back from eating pasta that you've made. You know, unless I'm wrong, I guess
considering that they're evil, maybe it should take some MP.
Ooh.
If you don't have enough MP, you can't eat it.
Spice Melange removes 3 drunkenness and 3 fullness. So yes, we are going to reintroduce something like the sober pills. It's going to be the Spice Melange, and it's going to be a super rare drop from Sandworm.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it a year ago. I don't know how long ago it was. Wow, my shit is really fucked.
Maybe
your computer's acting weird.
Forgetting to walk without rhythm.
Poison the well in this computer.
All the computers in the office have been laggy. I don't know if it's the internet or if it's...
Maybe it's a virus.
Maybe there's...
It's an airborne computer virus.
A giant magnet.
Ooh.
And slowing everything down.
Airwolf.
Oh, I love Airwolf.
We're writing this quiz for asymmetric.net that was a series of questions to determine whether you were Airwolf, a werewolf, or Steppenwolf.
Uh-huh.
Which
one were you?
I don't remember. I don't think I ever actually took the quiz.
Huh.
The awesomatorist. Okay. With the rock lobster, did the familiar come first or the pun? I think when I was doing the rock stuff, I was like, oh, wait, we gotta do a lobster, and then a rock lobster, and then a rock lobster.
Well, because you had some very different ideas. You wanted to do Chris Rock, you wanted to do the rock lobster.
Yeah, we were talking about it, and I suggested we do a familiar of some kind, and then...
Yeah, the rock lobster definitely came out of some conversation that Riff and I were having.
Yeah, it was like, have we already done the rock lobster reference in the game, and it turned out we hadn't really.
There was a rock lobster nebula.
That's right, yeah.
And there were some matching towels at some point. Sorry, I keep hitting the mic.
Yeah, Carl says, dear component pieces of Mr. Jickhead, if you two were to merge together, would the world tremble in despair? What if your combined superpowers? It'd be like Tetsuo the Iron Man, where we would, for some reason, combine into a giant cock and balls. I get to be the balls.
Because Scully's bald.
Oh, man. I'm going to tell him you said that.
Well,
I'm going to tell him in
I'm
a really high-pitched voice.
I'm thinking about this
like
arrangement.
I'm going to tell the players about...
He's like sitting on your shoulders, and if you're going to be the balls, then that's obviously most appropriate.
I have to learn to split myself in two. Fred Levi says, are you still remembering to make a pool cue chef staff jiggle effect changing based on the ball held in the offhand? No. I had forgotten about that completely.
Seems like it'd be a bit of code.
And a little bit. Little bit of code. It's a good idea, though. Okay, so it turned out I was out of Tums, so I took some Pepto-Bismol. That didn't help.
Huh. There should be some Tums up in the kitchen cabinet. Though.
Sweet! I'll get them during the break. Or Nightmare will go get them for me. Nightmare's our new butler. Emphasis on butt. Parse says, in terms of flavored pasta spell contents, couldn't ex-girlfriends be both cold and sleazy? Yeah, thanks. It's fucking wasabi. Yeah, that's great. That's you're the worst butler ever. Somebody call Lynn Aloysius Belvedere. We were wondering whether Mr. Belvedere would survive. We were thinking maybe his first name was Brunswick. Or
Bunky
Bartholomew.
It would be more over to the end here.
It'd be what?
I'm telling the Tums. Where to find these Tums.
Oh, I thought.
On the top shelf in one of those.
Let's see. GigaShadow555 says, so, as good examples of comedic writers, how long would you say you would spend on making a joke funny before abandoning it because you can't make it funny? I don't know that we've ever abandoned a joke because we couldn't make it funny.
I don't know that we spend any time on jokes.
My call is generally, I can't make this funny. Oh, well.
Yeah.
I guess it's not funny.
I don't... But
not
I mean,
everyone has to be a winner, right?
Is there any actual time spent, like, revising content, or do people just... Granted, I'm not around when...
writing, usually.
Yeah.
You guys just are so prolific and amazing at writing stuff.
I mean, I take a lot of time obsessively reading the stuff I've written over and over and changing one word here and one word there.
I already wrote something today, and then I read what I wrote. I watched the cool tapes cartoon from Homestar Runner again.
Uh-huh.
That is really just everything that is good about Homestar Runner is represented in that one.
Was that one of the Teen Girl Squad ones? Or?
No, it was a short called Cool Things.
Uh-huh.
So Homestar paints. He writes the words "cool tapes" on Marzipan's wall, and then he goes to buy some paint, repaint the wall. And he has the sunglasses hidden in one of the cans of paint.
Oh, that's right.
Since you don't have a receipt, I can only exchange that for something of lesser or much lesser value. come on.
Hello, Dripping Yellow Madness.
Dripping Yellow Madness moved away after the sixth grade. The original Chuck Norris says, hi, JNS. I was just thinking that after an evil teddy bear takes damage for you, it should want revenge and rape your opponent for X damage. Yeah. Who would have thought that somebody with a Chuck Norris player name would say something that wasn't funny?
Cold.
You could ask them to go back to the Barons chat.
Yeah, I really am curious. All right, they're going to split the Barons into two zones, and I want to know what the fuck is going to happen to the Barons chat.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of... I am kind of sad to lose the Barons
where
as much as it is.
No, wherever Crossroads is where the chat will be.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because that's where all the retards are hanging out.
I'm kind of inclined to try and make the monk thing take off. By going in Baron's chat and just being an asshole
on every server.
but like, you know, being the sort of guy who calls everybody fag but instead calling them monks.
I don't think it's gonna work, man.
I appreciate your idea, but
I think it's worth
I do not want to subscribe to your newsletter.
I mean, if we don't even make the attempt, then of course it won't work. You can't win if you don't play.
We were out at having dinner the other night, and we were positing this whole thing, and some people at a different table thought it was very funny.
Well, they just wondered why we were talking about a burlap robe tied together with a rope.
I thought they heard the whole idea of doing monastic linguistics.
Yeah, I don't know. Aspartame says, I have a very important question. If you black out on whiskey and stumble around your house on the way to bed and remember none of it the next day, did it happen? I think so. You can probably find some puddles of vomit on the floor. Don't eat them. I did that earlier, and it's really creeping back up on me now. It's unpleasant. I was like, you know, I love the flexibility of the ingredients that you can get on a pizza at Oregano's, but man, it's like Bertie Bott's every flavor pizza.
They put
Parmesan cheese on your pizza with a spoon. They bring a bowl of Parmesan cheese and they're like, hey, you want some Parmesan cheese? And I'm like, yes.
And they left the spoon there?
No, they just sprinkle it on your pizza.
I see. It's easier than a grater.
Greater than an easier. I Bring You Booze says, special effect with a rock lobster familiar while wearing the makeshift towel outfit. It all matches. That's funny. The Awesomato Wrist says, also, will you put more visors in the game? Visors are awesome.
his supervisor, which...
KOL characters wear hats, not visors. They drink Budweiser. The turntable, something, something, riser? So the turntable invented by Paul Reiser. Did you know that Paul Reiser invented the record player?
Did he?
Yeah. It's weird. He's a time traveler.
A turntabulist.
Texmurf says, I'll kiss you at con if you draw the Ascension Reward tattoos. Actually, I'll do it anyway. So, Texmurf is retarded. Well, for... Okay, duh, right. But, especially... Texmurf is celebrating his 21st birthday by, like, getting drunk in a house with some people.
Yeah.
Bullshit, I say.
Why do you want to go out and waste a bunch of money?
Because you could get drunk in a house the day before.
What else do you need?
You could go to a bar and get drunk in a bar the day before your birthday. Nobody cares.
It's important.
I mean, when you hand them your ID, they don't actually... They just blankly stare at it for,
it's
like, 20 seconds.
It's a rite of passage. So you're saying that, like, a 12-year-old could go and hand his driver's license? Whatever. Everybody drinks on their 21st birthday. Aren't you turning 21 next week? Nightmare.
Nightmare doesn't drink,
and that's why I don't trust him.
We should have a Bill of Rights, and we could do, like, the rite of passage and the rite of way.
Mm-hmm. Bellamy.
The rite of Bill Bellamy.
The rite of the ancient Bill mariner.
The Bill of Bellamy. And the Bill of Brasky.
Bill of Brights.
Yeah, Binwin Bronzebottom is another fictional character that would... Evangeline Q says, well, damn, you've cracked 2 million for user ID numbers. Just gotta say, wow. And we almost got some press.
Yep.
Hot Stuff did a press release.
Our second ever press release.
He's the director of propaganda. Isn't there some band called Propagandi?
I've never heard of it.
Mutolomule says, the exotic parrot should send messages in chat asking for crackers, whether they be normal crackers, such as its item, or spiced crackers. What's a spiced cracker?
I don't know. I know what a firecracker is.
Hot Stuff, read a question while I queue up some music.
Shanty asks, do you have any ideas / plans for the next clan dungeon? Content, rewards, depth, release date, etc. Any hints?
Yes.
I'll have to look that up. Mutolomule goes back to the exotic parrot and says it should have also had whole different items for added elemental protection. With specific kinds of crackers, spicy being hot, moldy being stench, etc. I don't know.
Cool Ranch crackers. What about chicken and a biscuit? That would be for cannibalism. It's protection against cannibalism. An amulet of protection from cannibals.
It would just be foil-covered chocolate.
What?
Because you give it to them so they're not hungry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, really. I mean, that's an amulet of protection from anything that's hungry, right?
Well, yeah, I guess
not
that's
just
true.
Cannibals, right? Like, ow! Like you know, so you can put it on your sandwich, to protect your sandwich against, like, hippies, say. So, like, an amulet of sandwich protection from hippies.
Hmm.
Or you could, like, you know, if there was something in your house that was, like, going to eat your couch, you could put some chocolate on your couch. So they would eat the chocolate instead.
Oh, man. So that's why they put those chocolates on the pillows in hotels.
Oh,
yeah.
So that people don't have those dreams where they're eating giant marshmallows.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about dipping the couch in chocolate, and I'm like, I don't think that's going to help prevent anything from eating the couch. I think that's just going to be like, ooh,
no,
delicious,
let's
crunchy
pour,
couch
let's
center.
Pour chocolate on the floor and have Chunk eat his way through.
Oh.
Yeah. Does he actually... in response to that, say, why I oughta.
He might.
I believe he does, yeah.
Okay, so I got some... a very long music break consisting of two Fatboy Slim songs, so...
Wow, well, that is gonna be long.
Well, we'll see in 12, 13 minutes. ¶¶
WBCN. Who's this?
Hey, this is Brad.
Now, who's your favorite artist? Who do you want to hear?
Well, my favorite artist right now is Fatboy Slim. That guy kicks ass.
How tremendous is Fatboy Slim?
The band of the 90s, if you want to call it a band, because it's a one-man name.
Wow. Fat Boy, and you want to hear that new Fat Boy song?
Absolutely.
Which one?
The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out.
Sing it. I don't know which one.
Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul.
Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. The Funk Soul Brother, right about now. About now.
Check it out now. Funk Soul Brother. Right about.
Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven.
Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven?
Fatboy Slim is fucking in heaven.
Fucking and fucking and fucking in heaven?
What do you know?
We've added Nightmare to the podcast.
Hello.
No. That was actually just the next Fatboy Slim song.
Yeah.
You know, Nightmare recorded that.
We are
in the future.
We are.
No, that song was recorded in the past. Nightmare.
We're never gonna have good radio ever again.
I know. did you have anything you wanted to talk about, Nightmare? Anything you want to tell the players?
Just check the next question on the list, please.
Oh. Istanbul says, "Hey Jake, you know that song Lit, My Own Worst Enemy, the one you were saying you liked? Yeah, the drummer died of a brain tumor. That song kills, man. Don't listen anymore." Well, I just shouldn't play the drums to it. I wonder if that song is in Rock Band. I wonder if playing Rock Band gives you a brain tumor.
Just the drums.
Let's see. Ryujin Ely says, "Got a Cloud Hopper in 27 turns, even though I accidentally unequipped the magnet right before the adventure. Then 49 turns to the next one, even though I had it on the whole time." Well, it says Bugbear. Yeah, the way that it works, it sets the threshold for when you get the next monster just by you having the magnet equipped when you get the monster. I don't know that was entirely spaded out. You don't have to have the magnet on the entire time, because that was... there was not really any good way to do that. You know, I could have stored a flag that incremented every time you spent an adventure, and then if the flag got to a certain threshold, it would give you the encounter, and it incremented faster if you had the thing equipped. And I guess in the future, I could do it that way. But that's a lot of flag increments. Everybody's logs would be, like, all fucking crazy going nuts.
That would suck. You could, I guess we could hide that one.
The Osamato Wrist says, "Any plus 5 pounds equipment for the Gru / Wear Turtle / etc.?" No.
We had grandiose notions of long ago having a plus 5 thing for every familiar and a plus something else, but...
There's a lot of fucking familiars in the game now, well, man. Anything that we try to retrofit to every familiar is just going to be a nightmare's worth of nightmare work.
We've got an idea for one, too.
Not with a Y.
We do. Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Shit.
I know. And... part of the problem was that for most familiars that only have one function, one or the other item would just be strictly better.
Yeah, unless we were like, oh, you know, the mosquito, it either has plus 5 pounds or it has a thing that also lets it give you some stats. You know, something like that.
Right.
Blundersmith says, "I've heard rumors about a 7th class being released soon. Is it true?" Yeah, Nightmare, tell people about our plans for the 7th class.
That's the Poopsmith? Is that the one that we were talking about before?
That was funny at all. Nightmare, you're fired.
I'm sorry. I'll pack my bag, sir.
Like we would rip off Homestar Runner, just directly.
Never. It would have to be a little bit different.
Yar says Poop new Jones. Rock Monster Clan. Did you say Poop James?
Poop Jones instead of Smith.
Oh.
I'll just put my microphone down right now.
Yeah, no, you get less funny the more people that
it's
are.
It's the pressure, man. I can't
attention.
Handle the pressure.
Yeah, I know. You need to drink.
As you say, the alcohol helps a lot.
The whiskey is calling to me.
I have not had anything to drink.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't feel good, man.
Okay.
I'm having problems.
Wait. So you're not feeling well, and you're not taking any medicine?
That's true. I don't know if I drank too much last night or not. I don't remember how much I drank. I had like six beers and then some shot of some shit that tasted fucking horrible.
Did you get your shirt off?
I did.
Oh!
Yeah, no, it was fucking... There were like 50 dudes with their shirts off, and I was like, I gotta get in on this.
Was it all dudes?
You know me. Yeah, no girls participated.
Isn't that the whole point of the
show? It is the whole point, yeah.
Wow. What the fuck?
Yeah. Saw a lot of Native American man boobs. Native American man boobs. That's, when I'm bird watching, I'm always on the lookout for the elusive Native American man boob. That's its call. Yeah. Hot Stuff was emulating its call.
Indeed.
No, this bar I went to would be perfect for Hot Stuff because he's always looking for an excuse to take his shirt off.
Yeah.
They also have sleeveless shots. Like, you get a shot if you cut the sleeves off your shirt.
They're making shit up now.
No, they have a shot of just glucose syrup to keep you alive if you have an eating disorder. it's like methadone for I was gonna say amnesiacs, but. What is?
But you don't
anorexics?
Remember.
Yeah, I forgot.
I just find it funny that, like, you have started riding your bike to work without a shirt on because it is just infinitely more pleasant.
I did it, like, once.
You said it was
a million
way
degrees
better.
Outside.
I didn't like it.
You said you did.
I felt gay afterwards.
You mean
like a monk?
Like a monk.
No, I mean... Look.
Literally.
Okay.
Like,
yeah. Elton John is not a monk. Elton John is gay, right? Like,
okay.
It's not. This is not replacing...
is he gay in heaven? Elton John is gay in heaven.
Elton John is gay in heaven.
Elton John is gay in heaven. Gay in heaven.
Yeah.
Elton John is dead?
Gayest Fatboy Slim is to fucking...
Is Fatboy Slim dead?
No.
Yeah, see?
Let's see... Nardo Lupa says, I just finished 100% Doppel Run in 700 or so combats. No slime, boulder, lobster, or worm. Luck or Jick? Yeah, it's Jick. Arkwild says, I'm in bad mood and missing a kidney. I was told I can buy a new one in the black market when it opens, but in the meantime, where's my dialysis machine? Your kidney was actually replaced with a dialysis machine that was shaped like a kidney. It's weird. You don't need a dialysis machine if you have one kidney.
Also, if you just drink water, you'd be fine.
Yeah, you don't actually need kidneys if you drink enough water.
No, it just... If all you drink is water, then you don't need to filter anything.
I don't think that's true.
It would just go straight through.
No.
Just drip down. Like, imagine your inside's like some sort of scientist's laboratory, right? The kidney is kind of like one of those little pipetting things that, like, distills stuff and drops it down into some other vat. And if it's just
they
water,
this pipetting zoo at the at the 4-H science lab.
Yeah, it's just all filled with sea monkeys and algae and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
You should quit too. Put down your mic.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of a fun game.
A petting zoo full of creatures that you can't see?
No. The game where everyone goes around in a circle and has to say something funny, and if you say something that's not funny, you have to put your microphone down, and then...
I think it would be a really short game.
Well, yeah. I realized that it would... Yeah, no, but it would be fun, because then it'd force you to be funny on the spot.
No, it would just end the show.
Because none of us can be
funny. We wouldn't do it on the radio, because we're...
Oh. Spot. Then why would we have mics?
Because... Everyone has mics.
It's just like
there's too many mics.
It's like the conch in Lord of the Flies.
Except everybody has one.
Fine. Everybody could have found one.
Conches for everyone.
Yay!
Yay.
Boo! Conches for none.
Yeah.
Boo! Conches for some pigs.
Everybody
heads impaled on spikes for others.
Yay!
Royal Tonberry says, Brandon Sanderson is finishing the Wheel of Time series.
But that'll be as good as the new Hitchhiker's Guidebook. Hawksmore says, if you haven't yet, check out Alive in Joburg, the larval version of District 9. Also, being allergic to them, I fully support not being able to eat lobsters in-game. I didn't realize, reading that David Foster Wallace thing, I guess lobsters used to be, like, really low-class food.
Really?
Yeah.
They're insects.
There were, like, laws on the books that prohibited, like, workers from being fed lobster too many times in a week.
Wow.
Because it was considered to be, like, cheap. Watertail says, I just found out that I have a hunchback minion that I forgot about. Well, sweet. Mr. President says, recommendation, when clicking on Manager Custom Outfits, why not put a Back to Inventory link at the top of the page, too? I mean, there is a Back to Your Inventory link at the top of every page up there in the menu, right? Like, that's probably okay. Jowlin says, on that note, I really like the Ascension relevance. On what note? What the hell are you talking about? I really like the Ascension relevance of the new camera. It's a very cool mechanic on the last day of Ascension. Although, getting
the beer lens is pretty rough.
Well, it depends, right? You get that free one.
You get a free pair.
Oh.
Huh.
So, yeah, if
you're not making one, then yeah. But I feel like the turn savings of making a bartender would almost definitely overwhelm anything of magic. Camera would do for you.
Yeah,
no, I'm pretty pleased with that mechanic.
Frudian says, now that everybody eats June familiar spleen items all the time, couldn't antique items be smashable again? It's just awkward that they're this bizarre blacklisted special case.
Yeah. It makes narrative sense, I feel like. They're one of the few pieces of gear that just breaks on its own. So having it smash into something else is also sort of reasonable.
Palpitation says, with the talk of books earlier in the show, I have to recommend the Tech War series. If you thought Shatner acting/singing was brilliant, wait until you see what he does as an author.
I forgot that those existed.
Mick books? Says, pretty sure you get 3 fucks before you get an R rating, I guess. How many fucks do you get before you get an R rating?
I thought I just wanted one
fuck. It also depends on whether you're using it just as a general purpose,
or if it's something
expletive, or if you're actually referring to the act of having sex.
Coitus.
Yeah.
If you had a character name, Fuck Bits, you could probably get away with it, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
What was the
date rapist megalatrine?
There's the joke about how if as a comic book writer you really want to piss off the letterer, you make a character named Clint Flicker.
Right. Because it'll look like cunt fucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was a funny joke.
Yeah. Like, a character named Fuck. Like,
I'm pretty sure you would get...
Like, especially if his last name was The Pope. You could get Sinead O'Connor to play that character.
I was just thinking about that, actually.
See, we share a hive mind.
That's, like, the only thing that she's famous for.
Well, she did that cover of Nothing Compares to Ooh. Or she wrote Nothing Compares to Ooh. And then Prince did a cover of the title. I don't fucking know. She just wrote that song, right? That's just a Sinead O'Connor song.
Is it Sinead O'Connor or was that...
Chardet?
No, not Alanis Morissette, but the... somebody else. Sarah McLachlan.
Nothing Compares to You is Sinbad O'Connor.
Sinbad.
Her uglier stepsister.
She's only 3 letters away from Sinbad O'Connor. Wait. Song written in 1980s by Prince. 1990 was covered by Sinead O'Connor. Okay, so I wasn't crazy.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Or stupid.
Yes, you are.
Larry Linguini says, is the grassy cutlass the only blade of grass the grassy pirate will ever drop? I mean, I want to get the blade of grass from them, please and thank you. Huh.
I don't know.
Oh, there's that blade of grass now from the grass elemental. Yeah. Right. There's an item called blade of grass. The grassy pirate doesn't drop it. Riffarama says, Yuletide troll carols, please make the interface like buffs. Default target is self and you can specify the number of uses. They're fine the way they are. I don't know why everybody pays so much attention to the Yuletide troll. Rickett says there are 65 non-Mr. Store familiars, though a lot of those aren't readily available. Ah, okay. Kepalos 2 says all people with Down syndrome are sterile, they can't have kids. Well, okay.
Is that the one where you're...
That answers that
question. 23rd
you have chromosome? An extra chromosome, right?
Doubled or something?
Yeah. Death Sausage says, not sure if it's intentional or not, but the haikus for the scary death orb and chattering teeth don't have capitalization. Huh.
Yeah, that was probably me. I have a tendency to not capitalize haiku because I think it looks more haiku-ish if they're not.
Well, I'm going to capitalize them.
Oh, okay.
Because all of them are capitalized except those.
Yeah.
And what else? Chatter. Yeah, you did write both of those. Ugh. I punctuate haiku properly when I write them. But since I don't actually punctuate anything properly... Not really. Truffles Farmer says, listening to past radio shows, I've made up my mind. Hot Stuff is a god.
Well, if anyone ever asks you if you are, you always say yes.
That's true. Let's see. Zabor says, why does the world's smallest violin not work at the mariachis? Because it's too small. Oh, man.
It's actually just you rubbing your fingers together. Don't you get that?
I was complaining about something, and Aaron Burke asked me if I wanted to join his band, because he was like, we could actually use the world's smallest violin on this record. It was fun.
Yeah.
He's a funny dude.
He is a funny dude.
Madison 14 says, if none of the monsters in the Kingdom of Loathing actually die, then what makes Ed the Undying so special? Riff?
I'm not sure where they got the idea that none of the monsters...
Because we always say that.
Yeah, we just say you just
beat them up and take their stuff, including their organs.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't mean they don't die.
I mean,
that
I feel like...
You just don't kill them.
They die and you carve meat off of them and...
No, meat. They keep the meat in their wallets.
They keep the meat in their wallets, yeah. Almost always.
Not all of them. I'm pretty sure there's at least some familiars that are like...
You beat her up, she explodes.
Yanking meat off of things and...
There were some non-combats in the very early part of the game where you get meat off of dead humans.
Yeah.
So, let's see. The Amazing Rando says, hey guys, I know you're no longer in the business of giving out custom tattoos for KOL-related tattoos, but I thought you'd be interested in the homeless guy tattoo I have. I got it years and years ago, long before Hobopolis, before NS-11 even, and it's a pretty good tattoo. It's a crazy homeless guy with crossed bindles. But, you know, we wouldn't have given a custom tattoo for a KOL... You know, like, if you get a tattoo, if you have a tattoo... Like, we've got vampires in KOL, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to give Amplitude a custom tattoo in-game because of his tattoo of a self-portrait as gay purple vampire. I'm sorry, monk purple vampire.
Did you get that link I sent to that book, the Faggiest Vampire?
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting idea for a children's book. You didn't think it was funny?
I only saw the cover.
Yeah.
Huh.
Was that...
It's a book. It's a children's book.
But was that a thing that... I mean, you sent me a page that was a picture of the cover...
Oh, really?
...of a book, yeah.
Huh. I thought that I had sent you the Amazon page for the book.
I don't know. I thought maybe it was something where you could browse the book, but it didn't seem to be able to... Of course, you sent it to me, I barely paid any attention to it at all. I was like, gosh damn it, more gay porn.
Monk porn.
Monk porn.
It's just pictures of Tony Shalhoub.
Good save.
Yeah. Sifter says, may we have the Travolta Trousers 5-finger discount work from our inventory without having to equip them, please? No! Because any store that requires pants to go into, you don't get the discount.
Correct.
Grimdale says, regarding hobo sewer speed items, Ouzo, oil, wads, dumplings, umbrellas, it almost seems like you're trying to make each class contribute. Disco Mana makes Ouzo, Pasta Mancer makes dumplings, Saucer makes oils, even the Accordion Thief can help, Moxie farms Chump Chumps, but Seal Clubber makes wads and umbrellas, leaving Turtle Tamer with nothing to contribute. Oh, okay. And then he suggests making the umbrella a Turtle Tamer armor crafting recipe, which it totally is. And he says, sorry, disregard everything I wrote, didn't realize the umbrella was a Turtle Tamer armor crafting smithable. Great game, by the way. Yeah, good save, Grimdell.
It's almost like sometimes we try to think of things in advance.
Psychosis 730 says, have you guys seen a series called The Guild? It strikes me as something you might like. All the episodes are on YouTube. Hot Stuff just watches it so that he can fantasize about Felicia Day.
I watched season one. I really am not that into her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
That's the one about the penile plethysmograph says.
She's a woman who has
players.
Oh.
the interpersonal relationships between their real life.
We only have two conversations on the air once. This is great. You know, yeah. What's cool? We should have mixed Riff and Nightmare into one side.
Into one horrible person.
I think it's a mono broadcast.
Why are we broadcasting in mono? Like, isn't that going to get everybody ill?
Wait, no, the 24K is in mono. The 64K is in stereo, I guess. Yeah.
Wow, that'd be mean. We could have, like, we could make fun of the people listening to the 24K broadcast.
Oh, yeah, on the other channel. Although I think it just combines both channels.
Oh.
Into one. Yeah, that would be mean. The whole, like, you only get half the show. Fuckers. Poor people who can only afford dials up.
Who can only afford a right speaker.
I never actually hooked Hot Stuff up to a peanut plethysmograph and showed him pictures of Felicia Day. Just for
was,
what it's worth.
Was that one of that the conversations joke. That you
were
He was busy listening to riffs in that conversation.
When you said you weren't that attracted to Felicia Day, and I said that's not what the penile plethysmograph says.
I didn't hear that.
Wow, yeah. Penile plethysmograph.
Yeah.
What an awesome word.
Yeah, it's not such a great thing, I gotta imagine. I mean, never having been, sex offender, I've never been hooked up to one.
I've never had my plethysmas graphed. Yeah.
It seems like a weird thing. Like, it seems like erectile response is so random.
Well,
at times that
every 90 minutes or so, you have some sort of just totally involuntary kind of.
I mean,
boner?
I don't know. Yeah. Having stuff hooked up down there.
Yeah, every time I put my penis into a machine, I get.
Yeah.
Is that just me?
Yeah.
Shit.
You guys want to talk about the LARP at all?
So, I've got this idea for the LARP. We've got a machine of putting in motor oil that you stick your penis into.
Yeah. No, we were talking today about the one problem. So, we bought an electric knife, an electric carving knife to use
Start
to cut out
some
foam
props.
Core props. And I was saying the one problem is that we're not going to be able to actually cut holes in anything, including that for the one challenge where the goal in this part of the LARP is to fellate an orc.
Yeah,
for that,
is it the glory hole?
For that, it would be important to actually have a hole cut out in a standee of an orc.
Wow.
But no. Yeah, no. That's not going to happen in the LARP.
It's
the
secret
now room. I kind of want it to. You just have to eat a banana out of an. You have to eat a banana out of an orc's pants. Orc's pants.
The world you live in is terrifying.
Jenny wants to know how to spell plethysmograph. I guess so she can look it up.
I think
tell her to look
is.
Up Wiener machine.
Yeah, I don't actually.
I'm
know.
Guessing it starts with a PL.
Is it plethysmograph? PH. A plethysmograph is an instrument for measuring changes in volume within an organ or whole body. Yeah. Plethysmograph. I found the name for my firstborn child.
Ta-da!
Penile plethysmograph Johnson.
You mean that Mexican I can't even say it.
Mexican Sanchez Johnson. Yeah. melt face date rapist. I just love the idea of a person who could say, "Date rape is my middle name." RDFM says, "I think it was Stephen Jay Gould who offered the following advice to Harvard freshmen: kick somebody's ass right away so people don't fuck with you or become someone's bitch."
And he thinks it was Harvard. It might have been Dartmouth. Stephen Jay Gould.
Oh man, Dartmouth is a good name for a son too. Because who would fuck with a dude named Dartmouth?
Pew.
That seems like
everybody.
No.
Yeah.
Basic was invented at Dartmouth.
Was it?
I think so.
Huh.
I Bring You Booze says, "Is it possible to steal a TPS drink through PvP? Is there anything preventing that from happening?" I think so. I think you can't because TPS drinks, I think, are zero karma. I don't think they have zero auto sell, and so I don't think you can't steal anything with zero auto sell. Pablo Bonk says, "If I don't smash the control crystal, will I keep getting rock monsters in my next ascension?"
Yeah. Well, it depends on how long away your next ascension is.
Sure. Okay. Casey Wiederman says, Hey, Jake, hey, put your boobs in your butt. Okay? You guys answer some questions.
Back
while,
and forth.
While I do this.
Back and forth. Back and forth forever. Have you seen that movie yet?
Have you given me a copy of it?
I don't have a copy of it.
What movie are you talking about?
I don't know. Some movie where a guy...
Me and you and everyone, but you know.
Oh, that one.
Have you seen it?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Seriously? It's like an indie film.
About a guy who poops into other guys' butts.
Well, that's just one scene.
What are the other scenes?
There's...
Does he stick his penis into a machine?
No, there's a scene where a 6-year-old makes out with like a 50-year-old.
Yes, I think I've missed this one.
Yeah. I mean, I'm making it sound worse than it is. It's not quite like that.
Bernie Annie too?
And... I'm trying to think of some other scenes. There's a scene where a guy's trying to put a painting in a bush.
Barbara Bush?
No, just he's trying to hide a painting.
Yeah, Barbara Bush would survive.
And he's trying to hide it in a bush.
Okay.
I'm just listing some scenes that happened.
Do you remember the name of this horrible, horrible thing?
I told you, me and you and everyone you know.
You know, everyone
we know.
Me and you and Candid Camera.
Yeah.
Me and...
Yeah,
I will make sure that I miss
myself
it.
And Irene.
You should see it, for the scene where they talk about pooping back and forth into each other's butts. It's actually a really good scene. It was.
Is it? They're gonna remake that Devo song.
We are Devo.
No, about
pooping.
You pooping back and forth.
Is it Devo song about this?
Back and forth.
Anyway, RDFM says, "Hey guys, love the show. If I'm doing the math right, a 4D camera adds 1,000 pounds.
That's pretty funny.
KOL Miner's daughter. Oh. Can we get an option where your tattoos rotate with each page view, like rotate in a circle? Oh man.
We met
the funniest dude at Office Max today. We said, "Hey, could you show us where printer labels are?" He was like, "What? Like you want to label your printer?" We're like,
asshole.
Holy shit! That was funny. That's what we said.
I was fairly certain that he was just really confused and didn't understand what I was asking.
It's kind of a funny comment to make if he did know, though. If that was intentional, that was a funny joke.
What?
It was funny.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
If it was unintentional, he's just dumb.
No, I'm sorry.
He's
it was
dumb
not.
Either way.
No.
Just different flavors. Of
no, it was funny.
Istanbul says, when you use the memory crystal and it crumbles to dust, you should get a useless powder, because the game says so. I'm just saying. No, it's dust. Not dust and powder are different.
Yeah, totally different.
PvP is bitching again, says PvP Merc. Tattoos are a PvP minigame. Radio Reg is for tat. You get yelled at by mod for loaning it out. What?
Well, you know, the number of tattoos you have is PvP minigame.
Yes.
And... the radio gear gives you a tattoo.
Maybe we should start working on the PvP revamp so that people can stop complaining about that sort of thing.
Yeah,
it's just so much work.
Maybe we should make a new channel called
Giant Project.
Moan.
Giant. And we've got so much other stuff going on.
A channel called Piss and a channel called Moan. Or a channel
you can only be
Piss.
In one at a time.
And a channel called
Moan. We could organize rumbles between them.
Rumble strips?
Yeah.
Rumble Stiltskin?
You know, like snapping their fingers and hitting each other with 2x4s.
Royal Tonberry says, can you please make a post-quest Tavern Clover adventure for beer lenses? 17 drunk before getting the lenses is ridiculous. Well, you know, that's the thing. The thing that you make from them is good. They're hard to get. They're super undervalued in the mall, according to most people.
There are just a ridiculous number of
billjillions.
There's that one guy who for ages had just been collecting them for the hell of it, and then realized we put out this change and he was suddenly sitting on like a 2 billion meat stack of
yeah. This is why no one is ever going to auto-sell anything ever again.
Reset now.
Donkey Lover says, now that we have a crystallized memory, I think we should also have a crystallized mammary on account of the hilarity.
How about a crystallized hilarity on top of your mammary?
Thanks for the crystallized mammaries.
It's so easy to squeeze you.
It would actually be hard to squeeze a crystal memory.
Yeah.
Well, no.
It would be hard to squeeze it. If it was a piezoelectric crystal, you could squeeze it and have a spark would fly out her ass.
Come out.
Out the nipple, maybe.
No. Like, is it hard to squeeze a rock?
No, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Well, isn't it like, it's classically hard to squeeze a rock.
It's hard to squeeze blood from a rock.
Yeah.
Is it hard to be a woman giving all your love to just one man?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't really have a frame of reference for that.
Where's the magic eight ball?
You could just shake this bottle of Tums.
I'll just shake this tennis ball.
See what it says. So the answer is Tums again. Apparently Tums. Deadhead says, I want new radio outfit. Yep. Tats are a PvP minigame. They should be made more accessible, like just across the board. No. No. Also, you should be able to get the artist without the quest before it wastes turns in a place that doesn't need turns to be wasted. Come on! It's part of the game.
Do you know that Tums is smut backwards?
Oh, yeah.
How's
there used
that?
To be this. There used to be this. These boxes of snack food called doodads, and if you turned it upside down, it said spap oop.
Do you remember those diet chocolates called AIDS?
AIDS?
Yeah, they stopped selling them pretty quick.
Huh.
They were tasty. My mom used to buy them because she was always on the diet.
AIDS.
Taste like AIDS. That's
funny. And there's Japanese cookies called gookies.
Is that to,
Isn't that geocities?
To get back.
I'm serious, man. That was a real thing.
No, I know. I'm just trying to think of... There's like a... What's the phrase on the apple gummies? Like the Japanese apple gummy desserts?
Mm.
Make you happy in the mouth or something. I should look that up. See if I can find it.
Zeltang says, many of the meat pasting discoveries categorized as quest items are not quest items. Heavy Metal Sonata, Bone Rattle, Skeleton Key, Dope Wheels, and so on.
Well, I mean, they're items used in quests.
Yeah.
They're not necessarily capital letters quest items.
Grarg says, why can't we get any freaking water in this game? I'm sick of booze, milk, and carbonated beverages. Give me water!
Water doesn't exist, actually.
Our water broke. We don't have any. Anyway, the adventurers in Loathing don't drink water because fish fucking it.
Yep.
Andis T says, while listening to today's KWE fight, I got to wondering, where do the wrestlers hang out on non-fight days? They're just, you know, they're training. You should send them some stuff. John Wilkes Booth. Does anybody do any of that? Is that game played at all?
I have no idea.
What game?
Do we have any
KWE like,
feedback on that?
It's as if you could look it up.
I don't think I can, though. Well, I mean, I guess I could see what's in there now, right? Because, like, sending the wrestlers stuff totally does stuff. I just don't know if anybody does it.
This picture of the rapper is too low res to read.
Fuck. You should be using a computer.
Oh, wait, take a closer look.
You should just be using a computer.
Okay, now here we go. Okay, every drop of fresh apple juice carefully pressed from the reddest apples shining in colors of the cheeks of a snow country child is yours to enjoy in each soft and juicy Kasugai apple gumi.
That sounds illegal.
I know.
KOL Girl 21 says, have any of you or any other KOL staff ever been a purr in Canada? I mean, it depends on who you mean, I guess. And by her, I mean here, she says. I've been to Canada once. You ever been to Canada? Hot stuff?
I actually have never been to Canada. You've
never been to Canada? You ever been to Canada, Nightmare?
I've been to Canada once.
Yeah. You ever been to Canada, Riff?
Briefly. As like a day trip from Maine.
Maine?
Yeah. We used to go to Maine every summer.
Did you go on a tour of any of the mines up there? And if so, did you see the Maine vein?
No, I did not.
Was the main event going on while you were there?
There were, I'm sure, various main events.
So you didn't just go on a day when nothing happened.
Was there stuff going on in Main Street? That wasn't funny.
Yeah, you have to put down your mic now.
You thought the printer label was funny too.
But yeah,
it was. That one was funny. You guys are awful.
He was following us around. He wouldn't leave us alone.
Yeah, the reason he wouldn't leave us alone is because you asked him a fucking question.
I asked him a question.
He was like, "You guys need any help?" And I said, "No." And then you asked him where the printer labels were. And I'm like, "God damn it!"
Us.
And I said, "God damn it, Dave!" Like loud enough for the dude to hear me. So like, because we were just walking towards the fucking printer labels. We knew right where they were.
He wasn't going to leave us alone until we asked a question.
You could have.
You know what? He had it. He had the joke waiting. He was waiting for somebody to walk towards the printer paper.
He should have asked what the square root of pi was, and then just left in there thinking about it.
That would have worked.
What is the square root of pi?
It's like 1.7 something.
It's not like it's not something.
What?
It's not like e to the
1.
To the Avogadro's number.
E to the I pi is -1. Which is kind of a brain fuck.
But you can sort of make up everything with I, right?
No. Just because it's imaginary does not mean you can just make it up.
That's what imaginary means.
Yes, it does. Like, you can just,
Because I think that it should be 7.
Yeah.
Don't give me that look.
Nightmare, put your mic down. Pie Eater 37 says, "Chick, I'm your biggest fan. I love you, Chick." Well, 37 Pie Eaters can't be wrong. Although that assumes that all of his predecessors were also my biggest fan, which I guess
I'm just curious what happened to the first 36.
Man, I wonder if Kathy Bates plays KOL, and if so, if she's my biggest fan, if she's my number one fan, I'm gonna get in a car wreck.
Yeah, I would avoid that.
Smash her ankles.
Oh man, it would take for fucking ever. To get strong by doing bench presses with a computer keyboard.
I thought you were going to say it would take her forever to smash your ankles.
I think...
Yeah, my ankles are huge.
I think it's entirely possible that you would never get strong if you did bench presses with a keyboard.
Oh, look, here's a picture of Amplitude when he's 5.
Is that the Halloween picture?
No, he's tricked some kid into whitewashing a fence for him. Yeah. He's standing there holding a paintbrush that looks like a tiny penis.
Did the kid give him a dead rat and a string to swing it with?
Yeah. Rolagaza says, "Why are there spaces after 20-ish characters and after forward slashes and question marks?" There's all kinds of weird shit done with processing text. We don't normally let people type in arbitrarily long strings of text without popping spaces into it, because it is possible for you to, just write 1,000 W's and break the layout on shit.
Yeah.
Make people's pages all wide.
I used to... There was a brief period when I used to send out ASCII spam in chat.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was one of the limitations I had to take into account.
Mm-hmm. Your little don't panic guy made out of ASCII art.
That one I can still do, because that one's K-mail.
Okay.
But there was there was some other stuff that I could do in chat that I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
But somehow you broke it.
Big text, big blocks of text.
Yeah.
And like a big banner.
You're a KOL delinquent.
Well, I used to be.
Hub Overlord says, "I would like to ask Jick what inspired him to create a game like this. It is a great game, but I don't see how anyone in their right mind could easily come up with this. Love it, though. I think you've discovered the terrible secret."
In your right mind?
Not in my right mind. In fact, somebody ought to put me in the ham asylum.
ham
asylum.
bacon.
This is crazy delicious.
There was a... In one of my favorite movies of all time, Tiny Toons, What I Did on My Summer Vacation, there's a scene where the pig and the duck, whose names I'm forgetting, are on their way to Happy Go Pukey.
The pig was Ham something.
Hamlet. And Hamlet, maybe, yeah. And they stop to pick up a hitchhiker who's obviously sort of an escaped, like, mass murderer. And he's just sitting there, just like slavering with a knife, looking at the pig, going like, "Ham hocks, bacon." It's pretty funny.
Hmm.
Nobody else in the car was paying any mind.
Apparently, this was this picture of Amplitude was him and his brother painting a clown, who we were supposed to put
something in
the clown's mouth,
a clown hole,
for the Special Olympics.
You have to fillet a clown.
Amplitude was in the Special Olympics.
That's my least favorite Special Olympics event. 100-meter clown fell eight. You'd be amazed.
It's so hard to find 100-meter clowns.
How many clowns you have to line up to get 100 meters of clown dick. I think we all have to put down our mics.
we're going to some kind of hell for bad people.
Argus 5 says, exactly how long will the Rock Monster event last? Probably two weeks from Tuesday. 2 weeks from this past Tuesday. And we gotta come up with our list of Tuesday updates for Septiembre.
Yeah. I think the plan...
Those little 11 tweaks are good.
If you wanted to mention it.
Yeah. No, I do want to mention it. I do want to mention it, Hot Stuff. We need to look at those, though. We need to start looking at the balance and... I think the Hidden City stuff, did C.D. Moyer already write that riff?
Which?
The sparkly things in the Hidden City?
I don't know.
The Asamato wrist says, where the hell do you guys get all these pop culture references from? We actually sold our souls to...
El Diablo.
No. Casey Kasem. I sold my soul to Casey Kasem. That's how he's able to live so long. And so well.
Benicio Del Grande.
Wonder who he sold his soul to.
Honestly, it is a lot of work trying to consume enough pop culture to be able to continue to make
references. We eventually have to stop. We eventually got to quit. Because I work too much to watch any movies or anything anymore. Well, I've been watching a lot of movies lately. Yeah. Going to a lot of movies. District 9 from Outer Space.
I've taken over your Netflix account.
That's true. Yeah, because I never used it. I re-upped my Netflix account like 6 months ago and have not ever gotten a single movie sent to me. Because I just got the cheapest plan that would let you do the streaming stuff and never actually put anything in my queue. Josh the Sorcerer Man says, hey guys, how about a non-combat grave robber giving you an offhand item that allows you to collect little blue glowing vials from Zmobies? I don't get what that means.
Me neither.
Is there some...
That must be a zombie movie reference.
Some other game. Zeltang says, is it true that the rock monsters will be around forever and that new players will encounter them until they defeat Chris Rock and use the control crystal?
No.
War Junkie says, can we get an update to the mall store management interface, even if you just allow us to use a table like the old autosell page to add stuff to the mall? It's more complicated than that, though, because there's more information when you're adding stuff to the mall than...
Yeah. Although there is going to be some... we were supposed to roll out some...
Yeah.
Some updates to interface elements. And I guess part of the problem is that C.D. Moyer has...
has been on... Vaca T-Ion.
Yeah.
He's such a slacker.
Vaca T-Ion was my favorite chemistry teaching cow. I only ever knew about one chemistry teaching cow, so it's not really a meaningful statement that he was my favorite. But,
Wait. So when my mom said that I was her favorite son, she was just not saying anything meaningful?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're trying to say?
Well...
You're a jerk.
Favorite son of her.
Yeah.
There's always music on here that I have no fucking idea what it is.
I'm guessing it's music.
Oh. I gotta find a song.
We could sing one of our songs.
No,
Gin and Tonics asks if there seems to be a difference of opinion between the wiki and guides referenced by the wiki. Are the contents of closets, stores, and display cases safe during PvP fights? I believe, unless this code changed, that if you have anything in your inventory, it will not check anywhere else.
Yeah, and it's just the closet, I believe.
Yeah, I don't think it would check the display case. I think I'd like to do a trivial update that was some PvP related stuff in that regard.
You think?
Yeah. Just as a little bone to the PvP players.
Okay.
So.
Write it up, buddy.
Okay. It's actually not my idea. I think it was
Well, fine. I think we should get off the radio, though.
What? We're running out of time.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll see you next Thursday.
Bye.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
I raise my cup. It's now I know that you knew.